This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I was there the second day. Will Clark was there to work on ground balls with him at first base, and Raffy didn't show up. They had to move on.
Okay, so Devers comes over from Boston,
correct.
An opportunity to meet him.
Right. So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Now, in fact, he didn't even hit on the field. But Rafael Devers, next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base.
Only thing that could have made that better is add fat in front of it. Your fat ass will be on the field because I'm Will Clark, damn it.
I can't. Will Clark, he actually went out there Saturday after he didn't show up Friday, and then he goes out there Sunday after he didn't show up Friday and Saturday?
Rafael Devers.
I love that he gets
Rafael Devers.
You think that he doesn't know his name, or was that an intentional shot at him after you kind of annoyed
him? It has to be an intentional.
Because I think
100% dad troll.
Yeah, mispronouncing someone's name is a very subtle way to really disrespect them, right? And I wonder if Will Clark just did that there. But this is the controversy that actually started right here in this studio at Fenway Park just 2 days ago. Will Fleming came down. By the way, it is the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. Stiz wants me to remind you, and it's brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, the official truck of the Red Sox. And Will Fleming says, telling a story, we're talking Devers, and he just says, and by the way, they wanted Will Clark to work with Devers at first base, and Devers blew him off 3 straight days. And then it kind of snowballed. It got out there, as everything does. Social media, the clips, the videos are rolling, baby. People in San Francisco, I guess, were a little bit upset. I even was told, and I take this with a full grain of salt, but it is a source I trust who got this information, was told.
Take it with a grain of salt. I trust them, but
yep,
take it with a grain of salt.
That Melvin, actually, their manager, actually told Devers or Devers, whichever you want to say it, not to go out there because he's been a little banged up lately and it wasn't time. But Will Clark is saying that Melvin's the one who asked him to work with Devers.
Something doesn't jive there.
Also, we also just have to hold Devers' reputation and history against him.
I don't believe Melvin.
I don't either. I think they were doing damage control with their new superstar. Because, Ted, you haven't heard this hot take from Andy Hart yet. Hot take here.
Oh, here we go.
He will be traded away from the San Francisco Giants. He will not finish out this contract there. This type of, they're going to learn. And as Dan Ball updated my take, though, for me, they'll have to eat some of the contract. You're not going to trade the $30 million a year again because the reputation is going to precede
that's
him
exactly
now.
Right.
Now it's two teams that have problems with Devers, and he can't. He's the issue.
Does he not want to play first base, Fitzy, or does he not want to just play any position now in the infield that he's there?
This is the $64,000 question, Ted. And this entire fire never even gets a chance to rage into the Will Fleming versus San Francisco versus WEEI wildfire that it's become this week. if Rafi just sends a simple text saying, thanks so much, I don't think I'm banged up, or thanks so much, I don't want to do it in front of my former team. That's it. It's that simple. All he's going to do is reply to the legend, Will the Thrill Clark, and say, thank you so much, next time. That's it. But he doesn't, blows him off, and now he looks like a boob again.
So, Ted, Bethel Johnson, was he in your era?
Yeah, Bethel was.
Okay, so Bethel Johnson once famously said, the more people, and he said this on the record. Talk about you've never said dumb things on the record.
He had a big return against the Colts.
He did. Oh, he had athleticism and speed. Yeah. Second, he had an extra gear like few people I've ever seen. His extra gear to go get the football was tremendous. But he once said in front of his locker, the more people tell me to do something, the less I want to do it. Mm-mm. He put that on the record to a group of media members. I think there's a little bit of that to Rafi Devers. I think the more people try to force or push or tell or coach or lead or whatever words you want to use, I think he just instinctively pushes back, bristles at it, skips it. I think he has an issue with authority, leadership, whatever you want to call it. And I think that's the, oh, you want me to learn first base? I said I'd learn first base, but now you want me to work with Will Clark and you want me to do it your way on your terms? I'm not going to show up for the legend of your franchise.
Well, that's consistent with what we saw right at the end of his tenure in Boston. Oh, you guys want me to go out there and play the infield? I'll go take ground balls at shortstop.
Right.
See, look at me. I'm out here. I'm fielding. Look at me, Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow. Hi, guys.
You want me at first or third? I'll split the difference and I'll be up the middle and make you guys look like buffoons. Or just simple, oh, David Ortiz, you think because you're David Ortiz, David flipping Ortiz, you can text me and I'll respond? Well, I'll show you. I'm better than David. He just has an issue with authority and people.
I'll be honest, Fitzy, I didn't see this coming. I didn't know that until this offseason. I had no idea that this was what Rafi Devers was capable of. It just, I don't know. I'm kind of surprised. I mean, were there signs there? He's been on this here for 8 years.
Oh, there were signs.
Were there signs?
Yeah, there were
signs. I thought he was coddled a little bit. I always thought he was a reluctant leader. I thought it curious to pay $310 million to somebody who didn't want to be the face of a franchise. The most he ever spoke out on behalf of the team was 2 years ago when he said, I think he along Kenley Jansen said, we need reinforcements and we need them now. They didn't get him. And so he just turtled back into his shell. Maybe on another team where he can be quiet and just kind of do his own thing, having been coddled for so long, that'll work out for him. But here in Boston, where every aspect of your game and personality is held accountable, bad fit.
We also need to stop with the reluctant leader. He's not a leader. It's not reluctant or not reluctant. He's not a leader.
But what Fitzy's saying was true. I mean, I think they wanted him to be. The shortstop that was San Diego.
Xander Bogaerts. Yeah, Xander. No question. I think they believed, like you, Ted, I think maybe there were some signs or some imperfections to his personality or whatever. I think they believed situationally he would rise to the occasion or he wasn't as bad as he was or whatever. And I think the Red Sox, including the man who was with us about an hour ago, Alex Cora, were surprised at how it went sideways and how bad it was and to what extent he wasn't a leader, to what extent he wasn't a team player, to what extent he cares more about Devers than the Red Sox, that he cares more about Devers than the San Francisco Giants. And that's the reality. But this has created a nice little firestorm, as Will Fleming is wont to do on occasion, because he does say interesting things, and that's why we love having him on the show here. But so Will Fleming had to take to Twitter and kind of respond to the controversy, and he said, quote, since the whole of San Francisco seems mad at me, I just want to clarify again. I was repeating a story that one of the great Giants told on his own pod. I'm not trying to push a narrative or opine about the trade. No one has any ill will towards Rafi. It was just time for a change here.
Mm.
Now, I don't know if the no one has any ill will part is true or not. Because I'll tell you one person who I think is really high up in the Red Sox who I think has ill will towards Rafi. I think John Henry has ill will. Otherwise, I think Rafi Devers would be a member of the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
I think
no doubt.
I flew to Kansas City and you basically thumbed your nose at me.
And I gave you all that money?
Ill will. Yeah. I gave you $300 million. I think there's ill will there by a man who not a lot of people push back on. When you're a billionaire at that level, you usually get what you want.
Who's the second most powerful guy in the organization?
Sam Kennedy.
Okay, besides Sam Kennedy.
Oh, Bresbot.
Bresbot. And Bresbot did not care for him.
They were all, and maybe there's no ill will with players, because I have heard a lot of that players were kind of indifferent to it. Like they, Raffy is Raffy. Like just kind of, as long as he hits, whatever, we'll figure the
rest.
You
got to be very careful. If you're, this is a young team and you have an issue with the old veteran who's making all the money, you better be 100%. I mean, you heard Christian Campbell when they asked him about, hey, did you know, Raffy Devers treat you poorly after you said you would play first? He said, nope, nothing to see here.
Right.
Players don't want to have issues with their teammates like that.
He was a fat slob.
How, Brez? Tell us how you really feel, Brezbot.
The Breslow's subconscious Brezbot.
Yes.
Weighing in right there.
That was him after a few Miller Lights when he opens up a little bit, when he gets a little honest. And, you know, people will throw back the audio from Will Clark, and I don't think we need to play it, Stiz, but he made excuses for Devers. He's like, oh, I get it. He probably didn't want to be out there in the first base line right in front of the Red Sox.
He blamed us. He blamed the media.
When he doesn't believe
that,
right. You know what he's doing? He's being a good San Francisco Giant. Yeah. And he's trying to protect the organization that just acquired $250 million worth of fat ass, which pain in the ass kind of guy. And he wants it to work, right, for the San Francisco Giants.
They haven't had a 30 home run hitter since 2004.
Right. So he wants it to work. He knows for him as a longtime San Francisco, a lifelong. Mm-hmm. He's Mr. San Francisco Giant.
Yeah, he's Big Poppy.
So he didn't want to have to go through all that bullshit through the press and the media.
Yeah. Right. And you know what? When Devers is traded from San Francisco, that's the podcast with Will Clark I want to hear. Because then you'll get the, just like we were like, hey, David Ortiz, how come you're going off right now on social media, showing us your old texts and telling us how much of a dink Raffy was? You never said this when he was here. Mm-hmm. No, duh. You're an ambassador, an employee of the Red Sox. Your true feelings come out when he leaves. Yes, Dan Ball.
Well, the implication there from Will Clark on Devers is that he's cognizant of what's going on with the media and his teammates, and he's worried that it's going to offend or make a story or make it kind of all about him.
Yeah, no.
That is completely, Fitzy, 180 degrees separate from everything that we saw at the end of this thing.
How exhausting this entire saga is. The sooner we get to establishing a streak of consecutive days where we don't have to discuss he who must always be named.
Rafael Devers.
I actually
love it.
I do too.
I love when frauds get exposed.
Well, I just like, it's a good story. It's a juicy story.
Plus, he is who he is.
And we can track him in San Francisco. I mean, that's the fun part.
Did he strike out recently? Oh, yeah, he did a lot.
A lot. I mean, he's averaging almost 1.5 strikeouts a game.
Some people might call that karma. I don't know. Some people might, you know, kind of, the world gives you what you put out there.
We mentioned this yesterday while you were, kicking your feet up and drinking
your took a vacation day. Is that not allowed?
You deserve it. Okay.
Did you need a vacation from your vacation?
It's been a week since I got back from St. Lucia. I need it to unwind.
The Red Sox.
Where'd you go?
You didn't know? The Red Sox are averaging one run more a game now that Raffy Devers is not in the lineup anymore.
Yeah, they're better without him.
How about that?
Makes no sense. That's the one part I'll say. Makes no sense.
Real quick, can I just, you got me distracted. Bethel Johnson you brought up?
Yeah.
Can I just give you a couple of interesting tidbits on Bethel Johnson
real
quick?
Do it.
Before we step aside here real quick.
Ted's tidbits.
Bethel Johnson, you know what his biggest contribution was for the 2 years that he was here?
The catch against the Titans in the playoffs.
Okay, yeah. But you know what he was known for? Not his
kickoff returns.
Kickoff returns. He was known for his kickoff return.
Remember the one in Cleveland where he started the game with it? Game was over. That was the shortest game I've ever been to because when he did that, that game was over.
I'm going to tell you this. His kickoff return yards in 2004 when we won our third one, it's better than the player who had the most kickoff return yards in the NFL last year, which was Kevontae Turpin of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, Turpin.
He led the NFL in kickoff return yards last year with a 904.
Yep.
Bethel Johnson in 2004 had 1,116 yards.
He was awesome.
He was a good kickoff return, but that was it. He didn't return punts. He didn't catch the ball.
All he could do was one deep ball and kickoff return.
That was it.
He was not a football player. He had no work ethic.
He was not a football player.
Willie used to bully him.
He was so fast, and that was all he could do.
Remember that day he was playing like wiffle ball in the locker room and Willie like basically said,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get the bleep out of here and go study your playbook.
Oh, my God.
He went off.
He was a 13th pick in the second round.
Oh, yeah. He was part of the second round picks that never panned out.
But at the same time, I can think of, just from the cheap seats, I can think of two big catches he had. One against the Titans in that game you guys played in 0 degrees in January 2004. And then October 2004, the game sealer against the Seahawks as well at Gillette.
Yeah,
how do you remember that?
Well, the Titans one, I can tell you the side story of that, is he post-game said, yeah, I don't wear sleeves because the cold doesn't affect blah, 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 blah. I put that in my game story, and then the cover of Patriots Football Weekly was him catching the ball with sleeves on. He flat out lied right to the group. He had worn sleeves the whole game, and I didn't notice it, and I just believed his quote. That guy was nuts. That guy was a little bit nuts. Yeah. There was something not quite wired with that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a different breed.
You do not want Willie Mack coming after you.
No,
that's the last guy.
No, not at all.
If you said, what's one teammate, Ted, you don't want coming after you? It'd be Willie McGinnis.
Ken Walter.
We're going to continue with a little Devers talk here because I put my poll out there today.
Oh, yeah.
Good on Twitter.
For you.
And,
on Twitter.
Slapping your poll around.
Yep,
there, huh?
Absolutely.
All
it's
right,
an impressive poll. And I got the results I wanted, let's be honest. I put it out there at the exact same time. Devers and his being missed here in Boston, let's just say, the results of that. It's not weird that they score 86 runs in the last 10 games. They got a 5-game winning streak, and the results of this poll seem to be that no one misses Rafi Devers.
A good day for you.
So, yeah, big day here. My baseball knowledge. The public is agreeing with me. Cora is agreeing with me. Mr. Baseball, Andy Hart, that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Tonight, Sox and Rockies. The Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan starts at 6:10. First pitch, 7:10. On the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
What is Jaron Duran's role with this team right now?
He's an everyday player that we're going to ask him to play in different positions, and we're going to hit him in different spots in the lineup. We'll do the same thing with Willie, do the same thing with Sedan. Most likely Roman will play every day. You know, obviously he'll need days off. And we'll ask the same thing for Yoshida. Like.
Alex Cora here on WEEI.
Great question. Succinct, simple, but kind of couched.
I'm trying to... I don't want to ask. What?
Yeah, this is like,
I don't think I was totally listening. I heard the great question, and I was going to take my victory lap, and then he's like, kind of, what did I couch there?
Yeah, you're like, what's his role here? How about, is he going to be traded at the deadline?
That's not his decision.
Let's go, Teddy.
Okay.
Whoa. Mr. Pussyfoot is now giving critiques on questions.
You want to call him that again?
There's a large table between us.
Nobody pussyfoots better than this guy.
I'll tell you what. What Ted and I fighting would look like, we're going to address it in odds and ends at the end of the show because it's gone viral when you're a drunk golfer and you challenge a former NHL
That's
goon.
Awesome. I didn't realize. I heard that.
What
oh, my
absolute
God.
Absolute bozo.
I know pussyfooting.
Yeah.
My God.
I can't wait to some. I want somebody to pick a fight with me, and then I'll just start going, bam, when I get bam, bam.
And we'll get to it at Odds and Ends, but it's one of the most remarkable things I've seen in a long time. Yeah. And I give the guy who got beat up a little bit of credit, and we can talk about later. Right. But yeah, that was Alex Cora with us. Go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app. We will revisit some of the comments in the 5 o'clock hour at the top of the hour, because I thought there were, even right there, he's asked about Duran, but maybe the most interesting part of that answer was about Roman Anthony, because he lists everybody else. He goes, well, Roman will probably play every day. Everyone else. Rafaela is as good as anyone in baseball right now. He's not exempt from being put on the bench, taking a day off. Jarren Duran, the All-Star Game MVP from a year ago, an MVP candidate from a year ago, is not exempt. The only guy that's exempt from being put on the bench right now is Roman Anthony.
Let's go.
That tells you how gosh darn good that kid is. And now Cora's even doing the Belichick thing, making fun of himself for pinch hitting for him. Like, how smart was that early on in his career? Yeah. Like, that was the Matt Light story, you know. In our infinite wisdom, we tried him at right tackle. How dumb was that? Now he's a Patriots Hall of Famer at left tackle kind of thing. He's already doing that with Roman Anthony. He's been in the bigs for how long? Are we had a
couple
month
weeks,
yet?
2 months.
Are we even in a month yet?
Yeah, not very long.
Just over, I think.
Like, so 4.5 weeks of baseball at the big league level, and he's already sort of the anointed.
Did you guys see the walk he got in the sixth inning? I don't know. It was
incredible. The at-bats are maybe the most mature of any player on the roster already.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy.
Isn't that crazy? That
it is crazy.
But that you can kind of deduct from a walk, from not even swinging the bat, you can link that to how comfortable he is at the plate.
And that was what Cora told us, maybe the first interview when Anthony had gotten called up. He went back to spring training and said, you know, he's in a battle, and usually those guys are trying to show off and hit bombs, and he was just taking walks,
three walks in the game he's talking about.
Because that's how he plays.
By the way, fellas, today's a special day.
Happy anniversary?
Happy 1 month anniversary to Roman Anthony on the Red Sox.
Do we have cake? Cupcakes?
Carvel.
We have cans of Coke.
Or pictures of the sister?
Easy. What are we doing here?
When I think of Roman Anthony, I think of, in his debut, mom and daughter. I mean, I don't know.
How about Anthony, the father?
Great guy, I'm sure.
Great name.
What's the line from Will? But you can't take your eyes off his mom.
I thought we'd move past that, boys. I think Will would like to move past that.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Thank you.
I think Will would prefer the Devers controversy with the Will Clark and the Giants and that comment.
She is an absolute MILF. Mom in lovely Fenway.
There you go.
I like that. I tweeted out today at Jumbo Hart at WEEI Afternoons. Well done, Stiz. As a Red Sox fan, do you miss Rafael Devers? Simple yes or no. Do you miss Rafi Devers?
No.
No is the right answer. 85%.
Come on.
85%. Do not miss the guy.
Six out of seven Sox fans.
$300 million player. Everybody will tell you, Will Fleming told us on Monday, one of the top 10 hitters maybe in baseball when he's going right, exit velocities and home runs and career high in walks, all these things, and 85% don't miss him. And I do know it was an opportune time to put this poll out. You win 10-2 last night. You're scoring runs left and right. You've won five in a row. You're as far above 500 as you've been. It's an easy time to say, yeah, we don't miss him. You know, you do this after you get swept and you got beat 2-1, 1-0, and 3-2. Maybe the poll would be different. But I don't think there was ever a real connection, affinity, tie between Boston Red Sox fans and Rafi Devers on a personal level, Fitzy.
I couldn't agree more, Andy.
Honestly. Do you have a jersey?
Devers jersey?
Yeah.
No, I wear my Pedro Martinez and David Ortiz jerseys if I ever pop one on for the ballpark. My two favorite Sox of all time.
Maybe get a Roman Anthony jersey?
Yeah, I am over 50.
That's okay. Sun's out, guns out. Go to the beach. Unbutton that thing. Look like Canseco showing some pecs.
I would wear baseball jerseys if they had sleeveless jerseys, but they don't. Only in baseball.
Wait a minute. Your rule. We're going to get to that with Matt Castle in the coming weeks. And these whole rules that you people have about wearing jerseys, not wearing jerseys, can wear them, how old you can be.
But part of it is Rafi. Nomar would be kind of fun because Nomar used to love working out with no shirt on. So that's something for me to dad bod aspire to.
But Rafi never endeared himself with this town, this city.
He told you he didn't care.
He just wanted to show up and hit.
Yeah,
it's really all he wanted.
Drink a lot of Camus.
All right, 617-779-7937. If you want to convince us that you should be defending Rafi Devers, feel free. Call in, text. We're happy to take the opinions. Otherwise, coming up on 4 o'clock, and we've decided it's 4 o'clock football time. We are fifth gear charging ahead towards the start of training camp on July 23rd. Today, We're going to talk a little bit about Drake May, the value of his workouts. Mike Giardi was the one who predicted it. You remember? I hear they're going to be working out soon. You might see that.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that. We're also going to talk about ESPN's lists. They're going through the top 10 at every position.
I like this.
Not a lot of Patriots have been represented
yet. Deep tackle position.
Including a position where we've been like, they've spent $200 million. They should be the strength of the team. Mm-hmm. So, overrated. Are we overrating Patriots defensive tackles? ESPN thinks so. A little football talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Bitsy, and Johnson on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.